So we're actually today we're going to be learning the Rambam in Perek Aleph. We're up to the third paragraph on page Tes. I'm going to be reading from my copy of Zohar Rav Kook's Perek HaMishnayos. So if there's any difference that's important or noticeable, you can mention it. Okay, we'll find out. So we're going to start now. Ukvar hekdamnu b'zeh perek. So last week we saw that the Rambam was mechadish. The Rambam was mechadish that there's five parts to the soul, which was a big chiddush because the philosophers always spoke of three. Only in Jewish sources, specifically in the Sefer Kabbalah. Oh, I forgot to put it, I'm sorry. Okay, in the Sifri Kabbalah, the Zohar, there's five parts of the neshama that are discussed, which is nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayi, chido. And Rabbi Yaakov Moshe points out this rather amazing thing that it's not so amazing when you realize who the Rambam is, but right, that the Rambam is the etzim ha-Torah. So he was masig this understanding that the soul divides up into five. Now the Rambam's five that he divides into are a very low are the way I said it. I don't remember Rabbi Yaakov Moshe saying this, but the way I said that the Rambam is talking about, like we saw Rabbi Yaakov Moshe mentioned that each of the nefesh, ruach, neshama, chayichid all divide up into five. So you have the nefesh of nefesh, the ruach of nefesh, neshama of nefesh, etc., etc. So the way I was migrated, it could be, I don't know if it's exact, but relatively speaking, right, the Rambam is kind of giving us the five on the lowest level, like on the nefesh level, okay, which he calls the zon or the tzemeach, the margish, the medame, the mesayir, and the sichli. Now the Rambam is going to go into each of these five. Now, one other thing I wanted to mention before we continue on in the Rambam, that I think maybe we'll actually learn it inside, but Rabbi Yaakov Moshe is not the first one who puts together the five or the different keiches hanefesh that the Rambam here discusses with the nefesh ruach neshama chayichida, or with the Kabbalistic breakup of the neshama. In fact, Arizal himself really indicates this. At the end of Eitz Chaim, it's actually the last parak in Eitz Chaim, he mamish goes into all these different kaitas. So I think that he doesn't mention the Rambam by name. He just talks about, uses the same lashanis. I think that maybe what we're going to do is at some point, either during the course of learning through what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe has to say on this parak, or maybe before, I'm not sure, I haven't decided, we'll see how it comes. I think maybe we'll actually learn that piece of Arizal together. It's not with all the regular Kabbalistic terminology, so that it's something that we'll be able to handle together, even based on what we see in the Rambam. It'd just be interesting to see a little bit here and there what he throws in, and you can see a little bit how he's mefarish his understandings of these things of the Rambam. But Imam discusses all these exact parts. It's interesting to see. Okay. So we're starting from Kuvar Hikdamnu B'zeh Perek. Kuvar Hikdamnu B'zeh Perek. We already prefaced in this parak, apparently, and the way they're mefarish over here, he's referring to the koteret of the parak, title of the parak. The Rambam titled it "B'nefesh Adam V'Koicheseh." That this parak is discussing not only the nefesh of the person, but also the koiches of the nefesh. So that's maybe what he's referring to. That we've already preceded this parak. Shedvareinu einam rak b'nefesh Adam. That our words that we're going to be discussing here are only b'nefesh Adam. We're only going to be discussing the nefesh Adam, right? That's why he titled it b'nefesh Adam b'koicheseh. Ki koyach hamazin sheyizain b'ha Adam, because the koyach of food, okay, that the person is sustained with, einay ki koyach hamazin sheyizain b'asus v'chamar, is not the same koyach hamazin that the horse and then donkey are sustained by. Because the person is nizain, how was it? Sustained, I guess, like we said, sustained with the chelik hazon of the human nefesh, v'chamor nizain b'chelik hazon min hanefesh hachamorit, and the donkey is sustained by the chelik hazon of the donkey's nefesh, of a donkey nefesh, and the eagle is supported, is sustained through the chelik hazan of the nefesh that is shayach to an eagle. The omnam ye'amer alakol, or here I see Lukir says, the omnam alakol ye'amer nizayin b'shituf Hashem levad. Now, it's true on all of them, we use the same name. Right, we use the same name, which is Nizoin. But that doesn't mean, it's not to say that it's the same Inyan by all of them. Right? Because the Nizoin of each one is very different than the Nizoin of the other. Because each one has a different kind of nefesh. There's different words here. V'chein yoymar ala odom v'shar balei chayim. Okay, it's similar. This the lashon over here is a nice lashon. The Mosar Hav Kook. All right. They took out two lines. That's really what happens. Yeah. Okay. V'chein yomer ala adam v'shar balechayim margish b'shiter fashem levad, and so too when it comes to the person and other animals that we use the lashon of margish. That was the second type of koich. That's the second type of nefesh that the Rambam listed before. Okay, after zon he listed margish. So that's also just used with the same name. Lo shehergash asher ba'adam, or hergash asher b'shar b'lechayim, or hergash asher b'zeamin, or hergash b'atzmo asher b'minacher. Not that these koiches of margish are the same by the person or and animals, or even between different animals. Right? Each one has a koich margish that's specific to its own. Avol kol min v'min ma'asher lo nefesh yesh lo nefesh. Achas bilti nefesh ha'acher. But each type, right? Each species has its own nefesh, which is not the same and different than the nefesh of the other. V'titchayevena mi nefesh zu pu'ulois. And that nefesh will obligate or necessitate types of actions or actions. Or mi nefesh zu pu'ulois acheres. And from the nefesh of the other species, different pulis, right? The fish and the donkey don't work the same way, and the donkey and the horse don't necessarily relate to the world in the same way, and the human being as well.
What does he mean that the koyach hamozin is different? What
koyach hamozin is different in each.
So they could both eat the same thing.
Yeah, like we could eat grain and eat something out of it, and the hamor would eat grain and something different.
Yeah, so right. You see that the fact is that generally speaking, right, we do have different diets overall. I mean, so even if we have, maybe certain things that we'll eat the same, but we won't eat hay, for example.
But it sounds like mashma that we would get different kochot
So this is a siman that the whole koyach hanizein is different. So that even where we're, let's say, eating the same meat, for example, but it's a different type of hazana that the human being will be getting than the horse and donkey will be getting. That's what it seems.
See, but Hilchas Shabbos, no? When you have to talk about feeding one type of animal, one type of food, and you have to talk about food, like food that's not meant for that animal, so each one will have, they eat both types, but they just like, that's food that's for that one, and that's the food for that one, has its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the question is, like, gotta be this is a shtickle chiddush. It is a chiddush and it's not a chiddush. On a certain level, you could see it, you could understand it clearly that the. Just meets out the fact that each diet is different and each species needs its own thing. But there is a mashmaus, like you're saying, that once we're defining that that's a simen of each has its own koyech nizoin, koyech hazan, so mamela would come out that taka, if you ate meat and the donkey eats meat, it's really two separate things. It's not the same, to a certain extent on a smaller level, even by human beings, we see that there's a bit of difference between person to person, right? Some people can eat certain things that other people can't eat, etc. But it's not a stark difference. The difference between us and the animals, it will be that much more qualitative than quantitative. Okay. So. So he says, the efsher should tadame pu'ula l'pu'ula. Yeah, it's possible that the pu'ula of this one will be similar to the pu'ula of the other one. Ve'yachshev b'shtei ha'pu'ulos shein dover echad ba'atzmo. And you'll think that those two pu'ulas are the same exact thing. Ve'ein ha'dover kein. But really, it's not true. Va'amashal b'zeh. And he gives a mashal to this. Shloisha mekoimis chashuchim. You have three dark places. Ha'echad meyem zarchal ha'shemesh ve'he'ir. And one, the sun comes, shines on it, and illuminates that what was once a dark place. Hasheni he'ir lov ha'yareach ve'he'ir. The second one, the moon illuminates. Right, the moon lightens it, and now it's light. Vashlishi hudlak be'hanev ve'he'ir. And the third room is a candle is lit in it, and the candle illuminates the room. Hine kol echad mehem nimtze boi ha'or. Okay, the bottom line is that all three rooms now have light. Avos sibas ze ha'or upoyaloi. But what caused this or and how it was poyal, hashemesh, right? The shemesh. Upoyal acher hayarech, and the other poyal, which was the moon. Upoyal acher, and the other poyal, which was esh. Right, they're all different. Each one has a different siba and a different way that this light came about. The outcome was the same. Each room got light, but through different ways. Kein poyal hargoshes ha'adam hu nefesh ha'adam upoyal hargoshes ha'chamor or nefesh ha'chamor. So in the same way, the hargoshes ha'adam. Okay, we'll just translate a feeling, but it's not accurate. The Rambam is going to define margish. We'll see that it really means all the five senses of a person. Okay, the different sensories of a person. But we'll just leave it as a, you know, in a very not in a literal way, we'll call it feeling. But I'm saying right now that's not really what it means in this case. So same too, the the feeling of the person is the nefesh ha'adam. And the feeling and the action or the action, right, of the feeling of the chamor is the nefesh chamor. And the poyal, the one that activates, one that, right, that does the feeling of the nesher, is the nefesh hanesher, or the nefesh of the eagle. And there's no inyan that gathers them together, meaning groups them together, just we express it in the same way. We use the same terminology. Now, same terminology, I will point out, obviously has a reason for it, because in the same way that even from the Rambam's mashal, the bottom line is that each room has light, right? So there's something to this Shita Fashem. Okay, at the end of the day, each one of these is Nizain. But what Nizain means for each one is a whole different thing. The Nizain, right? Loi hareze kareze. The Nizain of each one is a different Nizain. It's a different Eichus. It's a different Eich, a different quality. It's a different thing. So that's really what the Rambam wants to do, is that you have to be aware that that even though man has a koyach hanizayin, a koyach hazon, a koyach hamargish, and animals have a koyach hazon and a koyach hamargish, don't think that we're all, you know, one big happy family, and it's all the same. The Rambam is going to say now, I think he says it if I remember correctly, unless we passed it already. Yeah, the Rambam is going to say, yeah, the koyach hazon, nafkamina is not negeh to us. It's negeh to doctors, biologists. A veterinarian can't heal a human, and a human can't heal, you don't bring the dog to the doctor in little meat, yeah, and vice versa. Maybe sometime. Okay.
Might be better off.
Huh? Yeah.
Might be better served.
If you bark loud enough, right? Anyway, so the nafkamina is certainly not negeh to al suga, but that's what the Rambam is about to say. Now the Rambam says it's not stam why pointing this out. It's an inyan nifla ma'od, meaning it's very amazing. Or like a pella, it's like hidden. It's not obvious. That's what nifla ma'od means. Not obvious. Yikoshlu by harbe me'afilosofim. Many philosophers have made this mistake. V'tischayvena b'zeh harchokis v'deyos bilti amitios. And they came to, you know, far distant and untrue deus based on this idea, where they see man and animal basically as one. You know, ad hayom hazeh, there's still some asik in this kind of thing. You know, you have people that try to show that you could teach animals how to speak and how to do math. You know, horses had a, there was a famous thing where a horse was able to do math, you know, and it was, you know, prancing around, whatever, making money off this, and told somebody chop that, you know, some choker chop that, if you, you know, about this, there was a guy that, I think maybe from Germany, I don't remember now, but like many years ago, 50, 60, 70 years ago, something like that, he taught a horse how to do math, and it really was like amazing that people would do like, all different types of math examples, and the horse was taught to bang with its hoof when it got to that amount until it got to the answer. So if the answer was 27, it would bounce its hoof 27 times. And this was like amazing. Okay, you see now a horse also has seichel. It's mamish no different than a man. You can teach, you know, whatever. So somebody chapped, was a special choker, whatever it is. If he stood behind the horse and gave the examples, in other words, the let's say you would write the thing on the board 27 times 3, I don't know, on the board, or show it to the horse, and the person watching would stand behind the horse, the horse wouldn't know it. Mm-hmm. Or if you didn't know the answer, if the person himself didn't know the answer, the horse didn't know the answer. Because mm-hmm. What chapt is that the horse is smart enough to pick up by a person when you get to the right answer, there's a certain flinch or a certain something in the face that changes. So the horse chapped when it got to the right answer, it stopped. It was able to pick up that nuance in the face, but if it was standing behind the horse.
A horse could be a psychologist.
Huh?
A horse could be a psychologist, not a math.
Or a lie detector.
There was this movement not that long ago with the Great Apes, right?
Yeah, a lot of these things were done with monkeys. They tried to teach monkeys, and they brought raised monkey in families with people to try to get them to.
There's a famous vikur in the time of the Rambam, where they trained a cat in the numas and it could serve food, and they had some type of big hakir in front of a king, and then they pulled out a mouse and threw out the mouse and the cat dropped.
So, all these experiments at the end of the day always failed, and you still have people that, because they're so convinced that they're so similar to animals, and we'll see that it's not STEM, it's not the we'll see, Riyaka Moshe gets into this, there is a certain part of the human being which is similar to animal, and that's the part that these people are identifying with, and therefore coming to this, huh?
Isn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin one of the kutzes of the Dora Floga turned into monkeys?
Yeah,
they're right, just the people didn't come from monkeys, the monkeys came from people.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go back. But this is what the Rambam is trying to warn, is not to think, not to make this mistake, because this obviously has major, major repercussions. At the moment that a person groups himself with the animals, so it's not just a matter of raising the animals, but you're really lowering the human being. Okay. Ashuv el kavanasi b'chelkei ha'nefesh. Okay, now I'm going to go back to my intention in explaining the different parts of the nefesh, the omar, and I will say as follows: Hachelik hazon mimenu. Okay, the chelik hazon, from it is hakoyach hamoshech, is the koyach hamoshech, which is the koyach that brings the food down into the body. Okay, like the muscles that bring the food down through the esophagus, hamachazik, okay, the koyach, how does he explain over here? Koyach hamachazik, right, which is like the stomach, the part that keeps the food in the stomach till it finishes whatever it has to finish over there. Hameakel, which is the digestive koyach. Hadulche lemotarot, the koyach, the part, the chelik of the zon which pushes out the excessive, the psoilus, which is not needed by the body. Hamagadel, specifically it seems that it's referring to solids because of the hemshech, as we see with the continuation, we'll see. Hamagadel, the koich that grows, makes the person's guf bigger, meaning gives it growth. Hamolid badome. Hamolid badome, okay, which is the koich of reproduction, and the separating of the liquids till it separates what's necessary, what's necessary for the person's tzuna, the person's nourishment, or whatever's necessary to push it out of the body. Things that there's this discuss about these seven koiches, which are all different koiches of the chelik hazon, ma yasu, and what they do, ve'eich yasu, and how they do, ve'ezei varum pulasam yosiniris, ve'yosin niglas, and in what limbs their action is more obvious, ma mehem nimtza tamid, ma yichlem in zman kotzu, and what they have all the time, and what stops after a certain amount of time, zekulei roi b'mleches harefuah. Right, this is all appropriate. It's important. It's nogea to the malacha of healing, which obviously the Rambam knew that as well, and appears in different form of his. Vein tzarich lebezeh amokam. It's not important over here. We're not going to get into this over here. So now he moves on to achelik hamargish. Achelik hamargish. What's the chelik hamargish? So the Rambam says, "Mimenu akoyches ehem amufursam meitzel amon." From the chelik hamargish is the part that the koyches that are famous by people. Right? Amoinam refers to harus, the sight, hashema, hearing, vision, hearing, hatam, taste, hareach, smell, vamishush, which is feeling, touch. Vo nimtze bekol shetach haguf. And this koyach of mishush is not like the first four, right? The first four all have specific limbs, right? The sight is the eyes, and hearing is the ears, etc. But the koyach of touch is all over the surface of the body, the entire body. It doesn't have a specific limb, designated limb, like the other four koyaches. The chelik hamedame, which literally we translate as imagination, but it's not 100%. It's not necessarily what the Rama means by chelik hamedame. It includes imagination, as he's going to describe, but it's not only. A chelik hamedame, right? Literally, chelik hamedame means to compare, right? The chelik compares things. So, hu akoyach is the koyach asher yizkor rishumim hamuchashim. It's the koyach that allows a person to remember certain impressions that he sensed after that the experience of the sensory experience is now removed from him. That now he can still remember what it was like to touch, remember what it was like to see that thing. And he can actually, conjure up that memory and even to a certain sense the actual experience, right, in his imagination when he thinks about it. Okay, he's able to bring it. That's all from the Koyach HaMedame. Ve'yarkiv k'tzosom el k'tzosom. And he'll then also, through the Koyach HaMedame, he will graft together different rishumim, different impressions. Ve'yafri k'tzosom el k'tzosom, and he'll separate between different impressions. And for this reason, he can actually also graft together from inyanim that he was masig, that he actually experienced, actually saw, heard, whatever it is, to inyanim that he did not experience at all. The EF shel asigom, not only did he not experience them, that are impossible for him to experience. It's very interesting, the Rambam's first mashal, right? As if like a person would imagine Sfinat Barzel Ratza Bavir. As if you would imagine like an airplane, yeah? You imagine Ba'adam Shirosho Bashamayim V'raglav Ba'aretz. Or a person whose head is, he's so tall that his head is in the heavens and his feet are in the ground. So what is this? This is being Markiv. He has different ideas. He has in his head, he knows about Shemaim. And he has an idea of a person's feet on the ground. So in the Koyach HaDimyon, the person is able to now mesh together pieces, like putting together different pieces of puzzles in the wrong way. Ubehema be'elefinayim, or like imagining an animal that has 1,000 eyes, al derech mashal. All these are just derech mashal examples. Vaharbe be'elu hanimnois. And many such things are impossible, right? Obviously, the Rambam didn't think an airplane was possible in his days.
UFOs. Maybe a bit.
Huh?
UFOs is referring to
airplane. Yeah. Some of them. I'm saying, Odom Shoshim Hashemah V'Raglav Baretz was like, Oigma HaVoshim, there was already in there before the Rambam.
Yeah, the truth is that over here, the Gira says, V'harbe me'elu hanim noiz.
Me'elu.
But, the truth is that funny, I got a kick out of the Ha'or over here in the Mosar of Cook's, this is done by Rav Mordechai Dov Rabinovich. So he writes over here, maybe he's right, but like I guess he was bothered by this, like with the Rambam, it sounds to me like, so he writes in the Or, Kamuvan bli koach meniyah, like obviously he means without koach meniyah, without an engine, without like something pushing it. Like, do me a favor.
have wind gliders or something.
Yeah, there'll be planes probably going without engines also, we already at this point you have cars without petrol, sun, whatever.
Sky's the limit.
Anyway, say it, but it's not the limit anymore, right?
Yeah. But there's giants, there were giants before the Rambam's days. It's not like.
Yeah, the Rambam probably didn't take that kind of stuff literally, generally speaking. A lot of those chazalim, he didn't take literally.
I don't know.
So now, anyway, but one way or the other, there are things that are, you know, even we would be magdir as menanim noise, you know. Okay, so whatever these, right? The idea is to imagine things that are completely far fetched and impossible, but it happens. You know, a person could do it, and especially in dreams, it happens very much. In dreams, there are all sorts of impossibilities that come together in a person's head. Ubekan ta'u hamadabim ha'ta'ut hamiguna hagedola. אשר בנו עליה פינת חטאתם בחלוקת המחויב. Here, the speakers, meaning a specific group of philosophers, came to a tremendous mistake, which the Rambam calls disgusting mistake, that they built, and they built on it the corner of their sins, בחלוקת המחויב. האפשר והנמנע שהם חשבו הוביאו בני אדם לחשוב
חלוקת המחויב
בחלוקת המחויב I think is saying that something is has to be בחלוקת to say that this has to happen האפשר והנמנע both the possible and the impossible שהם חשבו הוביאו בני אדם לחשוב that they themselves thought or brought people to think כי כל מדומה אפשר this was a shita right, that they had, that anything medume efshar, whatever the mind can imagine, is possible.
Like mottos like that nowadays. Huh? Company slogans like that nowadays.
Yeah.
What was there?
V'lo yadu, and they didn't know, sheze ha'koach yarkiv inyanim shemitziyutam nimnat, kemo shezachanu. They didn't chap that the koyach hamadama of the person allows people to group together, graft together in yanim that are pashut impossible. They were not aware that that is in the koyach, therefore they thought that anything that the person can imagine means that's a simon that it's actually possible.
What was the type of happening? It's like something that every kid, like, he imagines things that he wants to be. So that's why it is like what
brought them to this?
Yeah, like so.
I don't know.
Saying it sounds like even the Rambam held that they were smart, but some you know that there were people stupid. Yeah, but I'm saying I see a bookshelf. I could imagine that it's 20 times bigger, so I can't do that. Like, well, it's
imagination and
so here he's medayek. It's a good diak l'chayra. The Ramsim Shehem Chashvu that they thought, oh, heviu bnei adam lachshav, or they brought people to think, meaning they themselves didn't believe in it. Maybe like the Ramsim says that it could be that's an answer to your question.
They knew it's not true. They just wanted the malach of the world to be like that.
Well, I don't know. They said maybe they fooled people. You know, a lot, you know, maybe they were good mashgichim. You know, you just gotta imagine, and then if you just continue to imagine it, it's gonna happen. You know. Yeah, just
no, I'm saying this world and today and age, it happens all the time that people have agenda and they don't believe it in themselves, but they want it to be, so they convince everybody about it.
Please. Okay, so that's the chelik hamadame. Now the Rambam moves over to the third chelik. Okay, now first, before we go on, I just want to point out, right, just to see, like, just to point out the parallel. These two koiches that we just discussed, the koich hazon and the koich hamargish, are both related to the body of the person, right? The digestive system, leif and kloli, is the koich hazon, and the koich hamargish is all the sensory systems of the person, right? These are the koich haguf. The chelik hamis oirer we're going to see now. Is already past mere body issues, okay? Which is very much parallels. Means these two levels very much parallel the nefesh and the ruach, which we saw last week, are the parts of the neshama, the parts of the soul that are actually in the body of the person, as opposed to the neshama Chai and Yechida, which are out, the Neshama acts as a bridge. We said it's like a part goes in, a part stays out. So we'll see the Mis'ur also over here is going to play that in-between stage where it still is, you know. And then the two other ones we're going to see are like completely intellectual, which is like not goof related. Were you here last week? I don't remember.
The Mis'ur is the fourth one. You mean
Hamadam? Koyach Hamadam is the one which is like a bridge. Because Koyach Hamadam is taking the sensory experiences and remembering it afterwards. In other words, it's basing itself on real experience, real bodily experiences, but is taking it in a non-bodily fashion now, right? Even when that sensory experience is not taking place right now, it's conjuring it up and working with it or building something out of it. So that's like the bridge between the body and what we would call the intellectual part of the person.
When he's talking about a koach hamadama, he doesn't just mean imagination, what we call imagination. He means basically abstract thinking.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to use that lashon. I'm purposely staying away from that because that's I prefer to use the word abstract in the further koaches that the Rambam is going to get to. Like
it's not limited to imagination.
Yeah, that's why I said imagination is not the correct definition here. It includes also the imagination, but it's also the memory of an experience, which we don't
what he's talking about, taking of putting the different things together.
Yeah,
he doesn't just mean in a way like what we today say imagination. He's talking about intellectual process of putting things together. Just he's saying that it's not something which is necessary. Their mistake came from the fact they thought that because it's intellectual, it must be a possibility. And he's saying no, it includes within it figments of imagination, maybe.
Right, it includes it. It could be done properly also. You can put together things.
And the process that we're discussing isn't a process of imagination.
No, it's comparing. That's why I said it's comparing things. It's comparing and putting things, grouping things. That's really it's like a grouping. Yeah. So sometimes it'll be right, sometimes it'll be wrong. But the point is that mistakes can happen there. That's where these mistakes will take place. Okay. So now we're going to the fourth one, right? The Koyach HaMis'ur. Chelek HaMis'ur. Okay, which I guess we would translate as stirring. Okay. The Chelek that stirs a person. Hu HaKoyach HaShebo Yishtokek HaAdam LeDavar Echad Bo Yim'aseu. That's the koyach that with it the person yearns for something or rejects it, is disgusted by the thing. Okay? Well, mizeh koyach, it's the koyach where there's an emotional reaction to something, you know, either positive or negative. Well, mizeh koyach yovo el pu'ulois bakoshas adova v'abricha mimeno. And from that koyach will come the different actions of either seeking out that thing because he wants it, he has a yearning for it, or running away from it. Or choosing one thing or distancing himself from it. Hakas v'arotzin, anger, will, hapachad v'gvura, fear and might, and strength. Hakzorius v'rachmonus, cruelty and mercy. Ahava v'asina, love and hate. V'arbe me'ele amikrim ha'navshim, and many of these emotional occurrences or happenings in the person. And the kli of this koyach, kol evrei haguf, is all the limbs of the body. Ki koyach are all the limbs of the kelim for this koyach. Why? Ki koyach hayad al kichas dava v'negiyosai, like the koyach of the hand which takes something and touches it. The koyach haregel al halicha, or the koyach of the foot walking, koyach ha'ayin al arus, koyach of the eye to see something. He sees something, he likes seeing something, so he tries to see it more. Koyach ha'lev lesgaber, the koyach of the lev to be misgaber, or lira be'es ha'pachad, right? To be misgaber or to be fearful at a time of fear. V'chein shar evri aguf ha'nirim v'anistorim heim v'koyach ha'seim, and so to all the other limbs of the body that are visible or concealed, they and their koyches kulam kelim zeh koyach mis'ur. They are all kelim to this koyach of mis'ur. Meaning, right? The koyach mis'ur translates itself into any part of the body, in all different parts of the body, depending on what the thing is that you're running away from or that you're trying to get. Right? A person enjoys the chleis, I don't know, something with the hand, right? So he wants to have that again, you know. He wants, whatever. You know, a person enjoys jogging, right? So he'll be, he has his oiris now to go jogging, right? That's so again, it's not soyser, it's not contradicting what I said before, that this kayachem is oiris more on the intellectual side of things. Because as I said at the beginning, the Rambam is taking the five, what I would say is like the nefesh of nefesh, ruach of nefesh, neshama of nefesh, right? It's, he's all dealing with it at the lowest base level of keichas and nefesh that there is, which is all relative to the guf. But within the system of guf, right, there's this parts that are mamish in the guf, and then the keichas mis'ur is not the part that's mamish in the guf. The keichas mis'ur is something which is more like in the, somewhere in the mind of the person, which then is mashpia and plays itself out in all the different parts of the body, depending each thing. You know, he enjoys listening to music, so he'll use his ears to listen to music. He'll enjoy seeing, you know, so he's going to go see those beautiful things or whatever. So that it plays it out. It's the ivarim for this, the kli, the ivarim that are kli to this koyach mesar is the whole body, which means, by the way, that the koyach mesar, why is Rama pointing this out? Because if you have to watch your eye, for example, right? It's the kli of ri'ya, of vision, is just the eyes. So you know, it's a localized thing. I mean, we know from Chazal that the eyes is not stam, trace acid, the avera, it's a big koyach. But once you know that the koyach mis'ur affects the entire body, that means that when it comes to tikkun amidos, you have to, it means that whatever is pogum, whatever is blemished in the koyach mis'ur affects the entire body. It's like the whole system's in danger. The whole system's in danger. So that's why, you know, v'chelek ha-sichli, and the intellectual part, hu ha-koyach ha-nimtza l'adam asher bo yaskil. That's the koyach that's found in the person that he's maskil, he intellectualizes with. Bo tiyah istaklut. That's where it hits, right? The whole getting seichel and dealing with seichel. Bo yikne achochmois. With the koich haseichel, the chelik hasichli, he'll be koine chochmois. Bo yavdil bein amagune v'anoim in apulois. And using that koich haseichel, he'll separate between what's despicable, right? Shameful, and what's good from the pulis, meaning between good and bad. Koich haseichel gives that koich to discern between what one should do and what should not do. The elu apu'ulois, and these pu'ulois, mehen ma'asiyot u'mehen iuniyot. So there's, some of them are practical and some of them are insightful, meaning what we would call a little bit more, right, abstract. That's what over here, this lashon abstract is more applicable. V'amasiyot, the practical, v'amasiyot, the practical, mehen melachot machshavot or mehen machshavi. So from those, that divides up, the practical divides up into melachot machshavot and things that are machshavi, which he's going to explain to us what's the difference between these two things in a few lines. Va'iyuniyot, and then also the iuniyot, right? We said the pu'ulois of the seichel, of the chelik ha-sichli, divides up into the practical and iuniyot. The practical, now he told us, also subdivides into melachos machshavos and machshavi. Now he's saying the iuniyos also, he's going to describe what's the iuniyos. Asher behen yed ha-adam and mitzoy she'en mishtanis k'fi ma'she'en alav. That's the koich that a person learns or knows things that are, that exist, that don't change. Okay, like v'zeh tikrena chokhma stam. That's what we just would call chokhma stam, pure knowledge, pure chokhma. V'amlochis machshavos. Now he's getting back to define what's the melachos machshavos, which is part, a subdivision of the ma'asiyot. Melachos machshavos hu hakoyach. That's the koyach. Yishol bol yilmed amlochis kinagarut. A person learns melachos like nagarut, carpentry, right? Avodata adama, or working the ground, harufua, medicine, bamalachas, which is a ship, right? Ship
building?
Like, no, sailoring on or whatever. I don't remember how to say that, but I think that's what it means.
Navigation?
Yeah, sounds good. Sapanut. In, yeah. V'machshavi hu hakoach, huh?
Seafaring,
good one. Okay, that sounds good. V'machshavi hu hakoach. Now, the machshavi part of the ma'asi is the hu hakoach asher bo yistakel b'davar asher yirtzeh la'asoto, that a person will look at something that he wants to do, im efshar la'asoto im lav, to decide is it possible to do it or not. So it's not like learning, you know, a specific chachma to work in, but any time that he has to take something, he has to figure out, can I do this thing or not? Im efshar la'asoto, ech tzoch she'yaseh. And if he does, and if it is possible to do, how to go ahead and do it. This is the shear of what's needed, what we need to take in discussing the nefesh. Like, this is the, right, he's now finished breaking up the nefesh into these keichas. You first have to know the parts before you can start to deal with the system and learn how to work the system. Veda, and no. Shezois ha-nefesh ha-achas, ha-shekodam, Sipur kolchotea vechalakea. This one soul, like the Rambam proceeded with, right? That it's one. That he's now just listed the different koiches and chalokim. Hi kachoymer. It's like the material. Vaseichel lo tzura. And the seichel is the tzura to this. Okay? The koiches hanefesh, that's really what he's saying. The nefesh and its koiches are like the choymer, which the seichel becomes the tzura to those koiches. Now, if you didn't bring tzura into these koiches, yiyah ki'ilu metziyus ha'achona shebo lekabel ha'tzura hi levatola. So it comes out, it becomes like that, the metziyus of that hachana, that preparation, right? That or that how would you say it? The potential that's there to be makabel, that tzura is now wasted, right? You have these keichas and nefesh, you didn't bring tzura into it. It's wasted. Okay, ilui metzius hevel. It's like a wasted metzius, a metzius of nothingness. Vahu amroi. And that's what the pasuk of Mishlei says, "Gam b'loy das nefesh loy tov." Okay, the Rambam is going to mefarish those words. Rotzo loymar shemetziut nefesh sheloy higi eleha atzura. The metzius of the nefesh that the tzura didn't reach it, didn't go into it, right? Wasn't, you didn't use it for a tzura, for, right? Which a tzura is like purpose, really. That's really what tzura is, purpose. Avaltia nefesh beloy das, but that's going to be a nefesh without das, loy toiv. That's not good. That's how the Rambam explains it. Gam beloy das nefesh loy toiv. Without das, the nefesh is not good, because it's basically unused potential. You have a nefesh and you didn't do anything with it. You didn't turn that nefesh into a real proper metzius. But the speaking about the things there are to discuss about the tzura and the chomer and the sichli, the intellect, and the deos, what are the deos, what are the proper deos, and how will they get into the person, how will they get into the nefesh, and that's also not the discussion of this chibur. That's Rambam's not getting into what the person's deus should be. He's not getting into how to bring dea into, you know. This is all not the issue of this sefer. It's not necessary for what we want to discuss, which is midas. We want to discuss the midas. Those things are more roi in the sefer nevuah, which Rambam had started writing and he never finished. He says in Akdama to Martin Bucham, I think, that he started writing what's Chibur, two Chiburim, and like he stopped. And over here it says the Rambam, I'm going to stop and I will begin with another perek. So that's the chomer. Everything we read is the chomer of the Rambam is taking took apart over here the different perekhes. So we had the chelik hazon, which was shayach to the guf completely. It's the doctor's, you know, the doctor's issue. We have the koyach hamargish, right, which is the five senses. We have the koyach hamedame, which is, like we said, more than just imagination, but koyach of comparing things, grouping things in the mind. The koyach hamisoyer, which a person stirs to things, is attracted or disgusted by different things, causes him to go after things or run away from things. And then the koyach hasichli, which is the intellectual thing, which is divided up into practical and not practical. The practical divided up into two types of practical, which is like learning a chachma to work with, or taking then, or a masi on any level, anything you do, figuring out, should I do it, not do it, is it possible to do, how to do it, etc. Or what would be more, and then what do we say, unius, which is like the more abstract chachma mamish, which is that would be called pure chachma. That's the division, the Rambam says, of the koyches hanefesh of a person. It'd be interesting to do a person to like try to like actually make a chart and write even something, just something about each part of that in the person, how he, what he feels about his koyches in these things, like how good, how not good, just like try to make some kind of like a chart, a tabla, to a person, see, just in helping to get in touch with oneself, and helping to get in touch with different parts of the person, like to apply it, suggest it if it's just as an exercise, which should be at the least amusing to the person, but at the best, maybe some Taelis could come from. Huh?
Yeah, so he might drink wine after.
Let's tell you one more thing. One more thing, which is the right to mention. I thought of as we were reading this. When the Rambam says that the part, the Koyach Hazon, is part of, is not Negea to Tikkun Amidus. So it's interesting. It's not a steer at all. It's just interesting to hear something which gives it a certain ruchniyistic aspect to Refuas HaGuf also. Rav Kook, in the beginning of Oris HaTshuva. So in the beginning of Oris HaTshuva, he divides up tshuva into three types of tshuva. Tshuva tiv'it, natural tshuva. Tshuva emunit, and tshuva sichlit. We don't have time to get into each of these. This actually will take probably more than one shiur. But he says then, tshuva hativit, natural tshuva, divides up into two parts. Tshuva tivit gufanit, u tshuva tivit nafshit. Right, the physical bodily tshuva tivit, natural tshuva. And the nafshi, the soul or emotional chavis, natural tshuva. So now he says, which is the point here? Yeah, hagufanit. That's what the first one, base level. Hagufanit, right? The bodily one, bodily tshuva. Sovevet et kol averot neged chukei ateva. That deals with all the averot, all the transgressions against the chukei ateva, against laws of nature. Hamusar v'atayra, including it says chukei ateva, hamusar v'atayra. Hamukusharim im chukei ateva, that are tied with the chukei hateva. Shesof kol hanaga ra, because the end result of any bad hanaga, hu lahavim machlot u'machovim, is to bring sickness and pains. A person overeats, that's a bad hanaga al pi musra Torah, and also against chukei hateva, and he will be soiled from it. He's going to get sick from it. Person smokes and whatever, he's going to be soiled from it. So these are averus neged chukei hateva amusur v'teva. V'harbeis sovel mizeh adam ha'prativa klali. Man as an individual and man as a whole suffers from this tremendously. And after the thing becomes clear to the person, that he himself, that he himself is responsible for that and guilty of that dwindling of life that's come to him based on his bad ways of living. So he pays attention to be metaken, to fix up the matzav, to return to the principles of life, lishmoret chukei ha-teva, to guard the principles of nature, ha-musar va-teira, musar and teira, leman yoshuv, yeah, because chukei ha-musar also, yeah, there's certain musar dekezachim, yeah, for example, the Ramban says, the Chazal says, not to, right, that the kevea tefilas ezer shlo yekatarnagoylim, right, they're saying, because it says, it's machlish koyecha gufa adam. So that's a neged musa. The person shouldn't be like a tarnagol. Shouldn't be like a behemoth. It's neged musa, and it's also neged chukei teva. It's also part of this. So leman yoshuv v'yichye. That's one example. Leman yoshuv v'yichye v'yeshuv elav chayim b'chol ra'nanusam. So he's this basic part of tshuva, hagufanit, is that in order he'll now be able to return and live, and life will come back with all their freshness. Hamedetzina. The medicine, right? Oseket bazeh amnom harbe. Medicine deals with this true a lot. Aval lo nishtachlela kafi hanireh adayin legamri avodah gedola zu. But yeah, it still has a long way to go. Right? That was in Rav Kook's day. We still see it has a long way to go. V'lo nimtza adayin ha-pitaron ha-nachon l'chol she'elot ha-tshuva ha-gufanit. And we still don't have the answers to solve all the different she'elot of the tshuva ha-gufanit. עד כמה שיש בגבולות החיים להחזיר לאדם את כל העבוד ממנו, how much to understand how in the גבולות החיים a person can return to him everything he's lost, מצד החטאים, מצד the sins, מהרסי הגוף וכיחסיו, that destroy the body and its כיחס. וכפי הנראה מקצוע של תשובה זו תולי הוא בקשר חזק, so he says, כפי הנראה, this תשובה is very dependent, בקשר חזק, with a strong tie, be yeser chelke tshuva with the other parts of tshuva, haruchanit hativit heemunit vaseichlit, because ultimately the body and soul are all part of one. But it's a chashuv thing to know what this Yisrael of Kook says is that a part of tshuva is the body also. So it's true that the chelik hazon is tracked to the doctors, and the Rambam is discussing the koyach hamidus, but as part of tshuva in el or any time. Person should say, am I living healthy? Am I living healthy? Because if I don't live healthy, I'm causing my life to suffer. I'm causing that's pregame, and the Rebbe Shalom gave a person life. That's a chelik atshuva also. It's a chelik akarz atoy. The Rebbe Shalom, you see how Steinman lived. Everybody's talking about his diet and this and that. You're like, I say, you know, everybody reads this and realizes, you know, like, tachlis, probably majority of health issues is from the way we miseat, and we eat too much, and we eat terribly unnatural stuff, and we like all these, you know, crazy hergelim that we have, which are hergelim, and like impossible. Rav Shneiman had the fortune of being born into poverty. You know, he had the fortune of being born into poverty. The chiddush was that he knew how to stay in that and be happy with it, and not get sucked into the chayim chayeh hasova, because the chayeh hasova is hores. So that's an interesting thing to chap, you know, to exercise. The exercise is a koyecha tshuva, a gufanit.
He would probably be for alternative medicine.
Love that.
That's why
alternative medicine is not necessarily anything more than dimyonis. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's very not possible.